You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Last week, Republican Congressman Tom McClintock, who represents the Motherlode, spoke at the Lake Tahoe Summit 2022. The summit was held on the Nevada side of the lake. Here are the unedited words of Congressman McClintock.
Thank you very much. You know, when we met here a year ago on the other side of the lake, the Caldor fire was more than 30 miles away. Within days, it arrived at the outskirts of South Lake Tahoe. Had it reached the lake, the devastation would have been catastrophic. Hundreds of homes would have been destroyed. A blackened scar would have blighted the shoreline for years to come. But that didn't happen. The fire hit a tract on the Pioneer Trail that had been treated under the authority that we won for the Tahoe Basin in the 2016 WIN Act. That provision, based on the legislation that Mark Amadi and I introduced, grants categorical exclusions from the National Environmental Policy Act for forest thinning projects within the Tahoe Basin. And when the fire hit that tract, it laid down and our firefighters were able to stop it. Now, this new authority reduced the environmental review process for forest thinning projects here in the basin from an average of 4 years down to just a few months. It reduced the environmental studies required under NEPA from 800 pages down to just a few dozen. The Lake Tahoe categorical exclusion has now been used for the South Tahoe, Liberty, NV Energy, Urban Forestry, and Caldor projects. Over the last 5 years, the Tahoe Basin Management Unit has increased the removal of excess timber from 1 to 2 million board feet a year to an average of 9 million board feet. The treated acreage in the Tahoe Basin is now more than tripled. If we're to protect the Tahoe Basin from the destruction that has been visited on so many other Sierra communities, we must be clear-eyed and clear-headed. Excess timber will always come out of a forest. Either we will carry it out or nature will burn it out. That's the choice. That's the only choice. The private forests of the Sierra are conspicuously healthier and far more resistant to catastrophic fire than our public lands. These companies maintain their forests in excellent condition year in and year out while they generate the revenues to do so. Meanwhile, our public foresters are handcuffed by stifling environmental laws and lawsuits that make managing our forests endlessly time-consuming and ultimately cost-prohibitive. Our public and private forests are in dramatically different condition, even though they sit side by side in the same terrain, in the same climate. That should warn us that this ultimately is a forest management issue. And this problem is not going to go away, even if we all ride our bikes to work and substitute tofu for hamburgers. When we granted a categorical exemption from NEPA to our Tahoe Basin foresters, they could actually do their jobs again. And the city of South Lake Tahoe was saved because of it. The climate didn't change. The laws changed. So whatever else we do, we have to protect Tahoe's forests if we're going to protect Tahoe. And 50 years of experience with these laws should warn us that they've not only failed to improve the forest environment, they've drastically harmed it. The modifications that we were able to make in those laws have made a real difference here in the Tahoe Basin. Among other things, we need to aggressively attack fires when they're first spotted. You know, Graham Kent told me a few summits ago that the greatest impediment that Alert Tahoe faces in placing early fire detection cameras to detect fires is NEPA and the California Environmental Quality Act. And when these fires are first spotted, aggressive initial attack is absolutely critical. You know, last year the Forest Service allowed the Tamarack fire to smolder for 10 days until it exploded out of control and destroyed 70,000 acres. Just last month, Yosemite National Park officials turned away a tanker and a heli-attack unit when the Washburn fire could have been quickly extinguished in its first few hours. Ultimately, it destroyed 5,000 acres. The categorical exclusion has made a difference, but much more needs to be done. And thank God we have the Tahoe Fire and Fuels team comprised of the fire departments of the Tahoe Basin who have stood in the breach all these years. The people of Tahoe are incredibly fortunate to have them, and we must all continue to stand by them. And I'd like to ask them one more time to stand and receive the recognition they deeply deserve so that all of us can express our gratitude for their steadfast devotion to our community. And I'd like to ask Chief Scott Lindgren to accept on their behalf this copy of remarks that I made to thank and honor them in the House of Representatives, made on behalf of all of the people of Lake Tahoe. Now, on a personal note, due to the reapportionment, I'm no longer going to be representing the people of the communities of Lake Tahoe after this year. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the privilege it's been to represent you these past 14 years and to fight for better forest management and fire prevention and suppression. The people who make the Tahoe Basin their home are by nature and by right the most zealous guardians of the lake, its environment, and its economy and quality of life. They deserve better than to be told what's best for them by those who are not accountable to them. I feel like we've made a difference in changing forest management practices here in the basin, but the unfinished business of these summits should be to restore the decisions that affect the quality of life, the protection and preservation of the lake, and its surroundings to the people who actually live here. And with that, as Lincoln said, I bid you an affectionate farewell.